I'm Caris Phillips. I'm the project's coordinator for People Speak Up, and this is a podcast by People Speak Up and Koidka Girls. Inside your mind.
Inside your mind. Hello, my name is Tia. I am an 18-year-old creative, and one of my main passions is poetry. I'm from Cardiff. My background heritage is West African and Asian, but yeah, I grew up in Cardiff my whole life. Like I said, I'm a creative. I like to go by a storyteller because I kind of dabble in loads of different arts forms. For example, I like to do directing, poetry, a bit of drama here and there, and then I do a lot of journalism and political, cultural presenting. But yeah, so it's like kind of a hard question, but poetry is probably my main thing, and I like to apply that to all the things I do. I just love to write.
How old were you when you first started doing poetry?
So ever since the age of 7, I wrote music. So I did like rapping because my dad's a rapper. So yeah, I like wrote music, but I think I was like, my dad did it, I thought it wasn't cool, so I kind of stopped doing it for a bit. And then I'd say around the age of maybe 11 or 12, I started writing again, but in a different style, which translated into spoken word poetry rather than rap. So I'd say from the age of 12, I've done poetry, but professionally from 16.
When did you start writing poetry?
So for me, it was kind of expressing things that I couldn't just say, or that wouldn't necessarily get listened to if I was just to talk about it. Like sometimes when you talk about important issues, people think you're preaching or people think you're just like trying to just rattle on at them. But I think with poetry, it entices people to actually listen. So I think that's why I started writing. And I think subsequently it just helped a lot with like my mental health in terms of, you know, talking about issues that affect me in a creative way.
What type of poetry do you do?
I think a lot of my poetry stems from like things that I face, so it's like personal, or it's like secondhand experiences from like my friends or my family. Some people like to say my poetry is political, but I think it's just about my real life experiences, and that might be political to some people, but for me, it's just like I talk a lot about race and like some of the intricacies that I faced with being like Welsh and living in maybe a white area, but obviously being black or being a mixed race. So I talk about that a lot. But in terms of my style of poetry, it's really just like speech, and then I just add rhyming to it, really. I did a project, which was an R&D, called Landing Bolts, which was like a drama spoken word project. And I just came on it as a young person, literally just like saw it as just something I wanted to do for fun. And in doing that, the person who ran the company, called Theo, she recognised something in me, and she was like, I want you to become a creative associate for our company. So I was like, okay, that's sick. I'm like 16, like I'm getting paid for this, that's really cool. I never thought that I would be paid for poetry and stuff. I always thought it was just a hobby, but I think that really showed me that it was like I had a career path in it. So then I went on board to do creative associate work with them, and from that I just got into contact with loads of different people, and I've just started doing loads of freelance work. Freelance work is, I don't know like the textbook definition, but
it's like you can work whenever you want to, innit?
It's kind of like you're not employed like on a contract for a company, so for example,
you're self-employed basically.
Yeah, you're kind of self-employed, and then you like people ask you to do projects here and there, but it's not consistent. There's sometimes a consistent element. For example, I freelance for a company called Be Excellence doing journalism, and it's monthly, but I'm not employed there, if you know what I mean. It's kind of hard to explain, but yeah.
Do you think you would ever give up poetry? And if so, what would you do instead of it?
I don't think I could ever give up poetry. I think even if I don't take it as my main career, I would definitely always do it as a hobby or on the side, just because it helps me so much in like putting down what I want to say, because I think sometimes it gets all stuffed up in your head. But yeah, I couldn't give it up, but because even in all the work I do, say whether it's directing or even when I'm writing an article, I'll write it in a way that's creative, and it is poetry anyway. I think everything we kind of say is poetic. So, yeah, I couldn't give up poetry, definitely not. I just directed an opera with Welsh National Opera. Mad, I've never done opera before, like, I didn't even watch opera, but it was really cool. And so I did that, and I'm directing a 7-piece short film. Well, I'm assistant directing on it, which is called Inner Monologues, which is about inner monologues of people, basically. So it's direct poetry directing, and then I do radio as well, for radio platform in Wales Millennium Centre. And then I'm on the youth board for Wales Millennium Centre as well, which is like helping the building make decisions better for, suited to young people. I want to write a poetry play. So a play or whatever, musical, whatever you want to call it, with poetry and rap up with all that influence. So, and then direct it as well. Obviously, that's a lot for me to write and direct in 2 years, but I hope to at least have a draft. So that's like a short-term goal with poetry. But long-term, I definitely want to get published, but I want to make my own poetry book. So I hope to start a poetry collective in Cardiff next year. And then from that, I want to make my own book and get it published by Literature Wales. So I'm currently writing a 10-piece poetry book, which is all about words and, like, I'm taking, like, literature or grammar phrases, and then I'm like making poetry pieces off the back of that. So for example, like something like antonym, which means like the opposite of a word, I'll take that concept and create a piece about that. So in my piece I'll talk about like opposites, if you know what I mean. So I want to like make that, but that's, and then I want to kind of get into like children's books as well, like poetry books, like with rhyme and stuff. But yeah, because I've got so much going on, it's just kind of like whatever comes. But definitely that the play that I want to do, that's like my main thing.
You know, when you were in school, did you do anything with poetry? Like, did the school like support you or whatever with it?
I think the only poetry we really, in high school, was like for the Eisteddfod, when we did like the Bard and stuff. I think that's the only time. So I never really like felt like I had a chance to really pursue poetry like in school. It was more creative writing, and I still enjoyed that. But then when I got to A levels, I randomly took like chemistry and like psychology and politics, and I really enjoyed psychology and politics, but they were nothing to do with like what I want to do, because I was going to go down the real like STEM academic route. And then once I got to second year, I was like, this is not for me. Like, I don't want to do science anymore. So I took English literature and language. And then in that, we just did a lot of poetry. But the only thing I found was a lot of the poets and authors and all of that were people who was like nothing like me. They weren't women. Like, not that they always have to be, but there was no really women. There was no people from a global majority background at all, really. So even then, it was like I didn't have that big connection to poetry, because the people didn't emulate me at all. So it was more outside of school, and I think school kind of caters a lot to like STEM careers. They want you to go down that path of like university. I chose not to go to university, you know. I got all A's, but university just wasn't for me. So I think going against that kind of thing that they want to put you in, that cog kind of,
yeah,
you know, that path, allowed me to explore poetry.
Do you feel like the school like didn't show you,
yeah,
like now that you were out of school and you go poetry on your own, you feel like you found more like diverse and better poets than the school showed you?
Wales lacks diversity in poetry anyway, but you have to kind of make the effort if you want to kind of explore those different types of circles. You have to reach out, because you're not going to just stumble across them, really. Like, yeah, and when you're in school especially, like, you're fed the curriculum. So, and I'm not hating on school, like, school's great, but like when you're fed a curriculum and you're not necessarily given a chance to explore, like, for example, I'm really interested in black literature. There was none of that really in school. So for me to explore that, I had to do outside of school. So it kind of depends on what your interest is. But like, for example, I know there's a lot of stuff on like war, like World War. And if that's your interest, you'll find that in school, do you know what I mean? But for me, I had to go outside of school to find that diversity. So just to give a bit of background about this piece, it was I wrote it as part of a project, and it's about it was in response to, I don't know if you know about like Sarah Everard, like all that stuff that happened. So it was about like limiting like our rights of protesting and stuff, and it kind of tried like added on to like the borders bill, which was about like if you're second generation immigration, you can if you protest, you can be sent to Rwanda. And yeah, it was kind of all that legislation that went around at that time. I wrote a piece in response to that, and I'm kind of exploring their justification for the treatment is in the public interest. And I kind of looked at that left, and I was like, when they say the public interest, who do they mean by the public? Because I know it's not me, because it's not in my interest. So yeah, that's just a bit of background so you know like what it's about. Okay. It's like in Britain, there's a tacit agreement. A tacit agreement on the treatment of others. The vehement in their voice when they say they don't love us or like us or want us, a national consciousness that they put upon us. You know, a patriotic Brit is what you're meant to be. But be damned to have your own cultural identity or language, then you can't be a friend to me, go vanish to the embassy and leave this British entity how it's meant to be. That's how it's meant to be. But don't take your contribution to security with you, or those lush cups of tea us Brits love to sip through. Don't take the music in my ears, or the buildings on the pier, or the French acrylic tips that I adore. And please don't take our ironing boards, or our elevator doors, or our mops, or our pots, or our mailbox and crops. We need an extinguisher to put out this fire. We need a helicopter for our police to get higher. We'd be in dire disarray if you decide to run away and take away our alphabet. Because if you didn't get it yet, these are all things that those others invented, the others they're trying to ship back. And for the public, quite interested, though behind it stand the Asians and the blacks. And as a nation, we confess, without the rest, our country'd probably be a mess. So we guess we'll keep these, yes, but it's best if you left us in the public interest. But don't the public find it interesting? They restrict our right to protesting. Could be a British citizen, born and raised, and get shaved of your rights like a razor blade. And all it takes is picking up a plaque when you've got things to say and having a connection to a runaway. I'm going to pave the way for my family to see better days. Immigrant. And it's imminent. No longer our rights are protected. 6 million affected is 6 million neglected, disrespected in a country that they should connect with. And last time I checked it, if I'm not corrected, 6 million's the public, and we're not interested.